Hey everybody, thanks for listening to iOS Dev Discussions. This is the very first episode of a new show I'm trying out called What I'm Working On. WIMO, What I'm Working On. I don't know, we'll figure out something to call it for short. But basically this is the show where I'm just going to recap the week of what I'm working on in my day job. Not necessarily YouTube stuff, but what I do at the startup I'm working at as the sole iOS developer. And I think this show will be interesting because I know much of my audience hasn't really gotten that first job yet. They're still trying to get it. So this will be an insight into like what a typical week was like, you know, in the startup life as an iOS developer. So I thought it'd be a pretty cool show. And even if you do have a job, it's interesting to see, you know, how other people are doing things at their workplace. So I will need to keep this somewhat at a high level because obviously like I can't show code, right? We can't dive into code. But again, I can talk about, you know, what I'm implementing, you know, some of the struggles I'm dealing with, you know, if something was really kicking my butt, or if, you know, for example, when I got to play with the SpriteKit particle emitters, like that was fun. That was a new thing. You know, talk about my sprint planning meetings, design meetings, because we're bringing on an illustrator for this and, you know, we're approving the designs for the game. More on that later. But what this first episode is going to be is kind of an introduction to Aluna. Aluna is the app I'm working on. We're going to talk about what that app is, just so you'll have some context going forward when I talk about what I'm working on. All right, let's get into it. All right, so what is Aluna? First, we'll talk about like what the company does at a high level, and then we'll get into like the details of the app. So at a high level, Aluna is a company that helps, you know, parents and their children manage their asthma. So what the Aluna device is, it's actually a physical hardware device that connects to the app via Bluetooth. But this hardware device is like in-home spirometry. So the user, in a nutshell, would blow into this device and we get the readings out on the phone, and, you know, we're gamifying it and all that stuff. So the main goal of Aluna is to incentivize children to want to take their spirometry test every day because, again, we're attaching a video game to it. Again, more on that later. So they can have a daily trend of how their FEV1 scores are. Now, you know, we can't actually say, hey, you're going to have an asthma attack, like we're, you know, just for legal reasons. But as these FEV1 scores get lower, we can recommend that, hey, it's probably a good time to take your medication. So again, big picture, we just want to help the children manage their asthma because if we save them just one emergency room visit a year, it will more than pay for itself. So that's what we're doing at Aluna at a high level. Let's actually dig into the app and talk about like what I'm building. And I say I'm, obviously, you know, we're a team there, but I am the sole iOS developer at the moment. So I am basically building the app, you know, from file new till the very first launch all by myself. Now, doing that all by myself may sound like a lot, but I actually don't have as much pressure on me as you would think. Now, a lot of software companies, like as fast as the developers can build, that's when they launch, you know? So there's always that pressure on them. However, here we require FDA approval, and that is a long process, whoever's done that, you know? So we're not looking to launch till mid-2019, and that's when we're looking to get that FDA approval. So it doesn't matter if I work my ass off and launch this app in a month, like we can't do anything till then. So the progression is almost gated, which is kind of nice. I don't want to say it's stress-free, but it is nice knowing that like there's this, like we can't launch until then no matter what, so I can take my time and do things the right way. You know, I'm not being rushed, like hurry up and build this, hurry up and build this, where in that situation, a lot of time, you know, you have to make sacrifice, cut some corners to get it out in time. But again, that's not the case here, so it is a pretty good situation to be in as a developer. So let's talk about the main functionality of the app. So that centers around taking a spirometry test. Now, remember, the user is blowing into this device, and it's about the size of a hockey puck. If you really want a visual, real quick, go to aluna.io, and you'll see a picture of it. It's the orange device that you're looking at. So the way our game works is, and this is just the core mechanic, as the user blows into it, and you're supposed to just blow as hard as you can for as long as you can, and it's going to shoot up a rocket ship based on how hard you blew. So it's not just, you know, an animation. Like if you blew really lightly, the rocket ship would just go, you know, I'm making motions with my hand like you can see me, but the rocket ship would go up, barely up, and then fall back down. And if you blew really, really hard, it would shoot up, and it goes up like 3 screen lengths, you know, on the phone. So, and you're collecting gems along the way, and, you know, there's a whole story around it, this adventure. You're going from planet to planet and collecting like resources on that planet and all that stuff. If you follow me on Twitter, you may have seen me tweet out some pictures of these planets. I'm going to be tweeting out more and more of these really cool assets we're getting in because I'm super pumped about this app. I think it's going to be an amazing app. It's going to look really cool. So follow me on Twitter if you're not, and, you know, check out some of the stuff I'm putting out there. So again, that's the core mechanic of the app and then the game, but there's also, you know, a management side of things. So like I mentioned, we want them to take their tests every day. So naturally that lends itself to charts. You know, we have a 7-day chart, a 30-day chart, and a year chart. So I used iOS charts, you know, that charting library. If you haven't used that, that's actually a pretty good library for charts. And the game is built in SpriteKit. So I'm getting to dabble in SpriteKit a lot too. So as I'm talking about what I'm implementing, you might get some, you know, SpriteKit tidbits here and there. And then we have the ability to like export a PDF of all their readings so that they can, you know, take that to the doctor if they want, or if they can just analyze it themselves. So like I said, there's a whole management side. You can set a reminder like at 8 a.m. every day to make sure you take your test. And then we have a support chat in there. If anybody's used Drift, that's what we're currently using. Basically, that's kind of like a drop-in library that handles like in-app chat for support. So that's the basic gist of the app. And we want the child, and I think I forgot to mention, we're aiming for like ages 6 to 12, you know, based on this game. And we want to help them, you know, manage their asthma. So we want that child to come to the app every day, take their test, you know, have all the management features, the charts and everything like that. But when they're taking their test, they're progressing through this story. Again, you're collecting gems, collecting resources, you know, to get to one planet to the other and finally get to the final planet to, you know, win the day, so to speak. But it's been pretty cool. I've basically been able to, you know, design a game because Aluna is only a five-person company. So basically I've been game designer, app developer. I didn't design the app, like all this artwork. We did hire an illustrator, like I said, but, you know, I've had very, very key input into what we want the game to look like, how it should feel, basically what the illustrator is going to deliver. And we have design meetings every Wednesday where he brings in, you know, his latest sketches and we give feedback. So that's pretty cool. Like I said, I want to kind of zero in more on the game designer aspect of it because, you know, there's like a whole economy in the game. There's going to be an in-app shop where you can buy new rockets or new parts to your rocket. You can buy new avatars. So kind of dealing with a in-game economy based on how many gems you get, right? Because you don't want them to get so many gems right away that they can just buy everything. And you don't want to, you know, make it so hard that they can never buy anything. So there's like some economics involved in there. And then we also had to like design the pacing of the game, right? We have 5 worlds total. You know, we want them to take about a month to beat it if they're taking 2 tests a day. So we kind of had to, you know, map out the progression, how we want to do that. And then we're going to have quests, more engagement and retention with the app. Like I know I play some games where I'm just a sucker for quests. Like if you give me a daily quest, like I don't care how stupid it is, I'm probably going to do it. Like I said, I'm just a sucker for that. So we're doing that daily quest based on things in the app that you'll have to do. Again, it's the whole thing is just incentivize them to take their spirometry test every day because like I mentioned earlier, if they're taking their tests every day, they're going to get, you know, good trend data. And if those FEV1 scores start getting lower and lower and lower, we can't flat out say you're going to have an asthma attack, like for legal reasons. But we can say at certain levels, like, hey, we recommend you take your asthma medication, you know, take a puff of the inhaler or something like that. And again, if we save them 1 ER visit per year, like this will more than pay for itself. So I'm pretty excited about this app. It's one of the first startups I've been a part of that I really think has a chance to like do something cool. So I'm excited about that. And again, this first episode was just to give you the context of what Aluna is. Future episodes, I'm going to be getting into the nitty-gritty of what I'm working on. For example, this upcoming week, I'm going to be working on exporting that PDF so they can email it to themselves. And kind of at a high level, I haven't done it yet, so I can't dive in too much. But the way we're going to do it is basically it's going to be an HTML template that we're going to have to inject data into that will convert that to a PDF that they can then email it and so forth. So future episodes are going to be me talking, you know, the deep dive into what I'm doing, what I use to make that work. You know, did I use a library? Did I do it myself? How I did it. So that's what you can expect from future episodes. Again, this was just, you know, the overview of what Aluna is. So you know what I'm talking about. And it's going to be pretty interesting when I get back in January because this 6-week break, I didn't really get to do much on Aluna. And I have this deadline of February 1st that I have to have a build out for. So it's kind of like back in like high school or college, you know, you had this big project due 3 months, you know, down the road and you didn't do anything for the first 2 months. I mean, I did stuff. I don't want to act like I just took it off, but you didn't make much progress for the first 2 months. And now here you are 1 month to go. So basically what I'm trying to say is when I get back to San Francisco in early January, I'm going to have to go nuts. I'm going to have to go work really, really hard to get this app. And but that's the bet I made. I'm not mad about it. I did that to myself. But so why I wanted to mention that was I think these episodes, at least this during the month of January, are going to be really, really interesting because I'm going to be working long days and it's probably going to be jam-packed with, you know, talking about all the implementations I did. And just one quick disclaimer, I do have permission to do this. I just can't give away any of the secret sauce. So I won't be talking about any code that is, you know, proprietary or anything like that. But, you know, things like building a chart or exporting a PDF, you know, that's not proprietary. So just keep that in mind. I can't give away the secret sauce, but something that would be implemented, you know, in any app, I can definitely talk about. So that's what you can look forward to on Wimo, what I'm working on. We'll figure out a name. And like I said, I'll probably be recording these on the weekend just to literally recap the week I did and then releasing it right away. So yeah, I hope you find it interesting. It's kind of an experiment. I'm using my podcast to really try a bunch of different things. Like there's no one set thing. Like, you know, I have origin stories. This is a show I'm doing. I have another pretty cool idea for a show, and I'm releasing some YouTube videos. So doing a lot of experimentation. So I would really love to hear your feedback. You can follow me on Twitter at SeanAllen_dev. And if you're like, man, that was boring, stop wasting your time, Sean. Let me know. Or, hey, it was great, but I would really like it if you told us more about this or went deeper, or, you know, you're rambling too much, like I'm probably doing right now. So let me know. I love feedback because, again, this is all one giant experiment. Just relaunched it in 2019, so it might take me a little bit to figure it out and really dial it in, but I've got a lot of good ideas I want to try out. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of What I'm Working On.